Glynis, through numerology, do you see any other Earth changes on this planet that might be caused by, let's say, sun activity or anything like that?
Well, what I would say, that 2010 itself, because I said it represents communication and expression, this anger, like, have you witnessed more anger than you've caught lately, like this past year?
Yes, we've been talking about how people seem stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
And almost as if they feel something is going to happen.
Well, it's like there's a lot of fear. And even when I think of the economy, I think it's more that people are hanging on to their money because they don't know what's next. They don't know what the next rule is going to be. So that fear base and that anger and defensiveness, I believe, is what's causing so much turmoil on the planet, starting with Haiti and Chile, the earthquakes, and these floods. They're everywhere, George.
Oh, it is.
And they've been record-breaking, like where they normally wasn't one, like Tennessee.
Everything's huge. My daughters tell me that St. Louis has been brutally hot the last 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Everything's
the reverse of what it normally is. Like where it's normally warm, it's really cold. So something's going on. There's something on Facebook that I saw interesting. It said it was trying to get a group together to meditate on relaxing the planet, like calming it down. No earthquakes. Let's go to a gentler, a happier place. And I thought that's so powerful because it's all vibration. When I talk about numerology, yes, I say people have vibration, but I also told you location has vibration. Cities do. States do. Your home does. It's all vibration. And until we lighten up, I think the earth is going to continue to speak its mind. I mean, we lose. Mother Nature always wins.
Michael Jackson's anniversary of his death. I can't believe it's 1 year already on Friday.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow will be his 1 year anniversary. And what's interesting, George, is people talk about, you know, when someone dies, what is that something that's planned? What does it mean? You know, people often forget Farrah Fawcett died the same day, right?
Yes.
But you know what the difference was? In numerology, that was a natural match day for her, meaning it was her time. She was sick with cancer and she died. But for Michael, it was toxic because it wasn't murder as much as negligence. This doctor blew it, and it took his life. Did you see the movie This Is It, George?
I didn't see that.
No, oh,
I didn't.
If you can see it, please do. Well, I'll tell you why it would really surprise you. He was so in voice and healthy in his dance, and he kept saying, I need to, you know, conserve my voice for the concert. He could not have been happier. He was ready to do the show. This man was not on any, you could tell the way he was performing and what he was doing, he did not know he was about to leave this planet. It's very clear. I mean, for those who like Michael, it puts tears in your eyes because it's heartbreaking to see that.